In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If someone were to ask me, how would you describe the priesthood? How would you describe the priesthood in one word? I would answer by saying surprise. Because a lot of things in a life of a priest is a surprise. For example, yesterday, I was... I had a wedding, so I was doing the wedding. And a few hours later, I found out that I had to give some counseling to someone. And a few hours after that, there was an anointing. And a few hours after that, I had, another counseling session. So a lot of the things in the life of a priest has to do with surprises, because you really don't know what you're going to expect. Sometimes will be, sad times. Sometimes will be joyful times. It really, depends. And we can all relate to that in our lives, because things happen unexpectedly all the time. We get surprised with things all the time, whether it's a death in the family, no one really expects that, whether it's something joyful happening in a family, things happen all the time that surprise us. But it's very interesting how the human person reacts to these unexpected things that happen, to these surprises that happen in our lives. And the reason why it's so interesting is because a lot of the time we like to chase for answers. A big thing that they taught us in the seminary was, don't think that you have the answer to everything, because people are going to come to you thinking that you have the answers to everything. And the reason why that's so crucial is because, I'll get people coming into my office telling me, Father Danny, why is this thing happening in my life? Why am I struggling this much? Or how is this certain thing really happening in my life? I never thought this was going to happen, and it's happening right now, and I'm living in a nightmare. And these people are expecting answers from me. But the worst thing that I myself and other priests can do is try to pretend like they know the answers to those questions, because they don't. And I tell them, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why you're going through this certain thing. But what I do know is that God is good. And God knows you're going through this. And from all of eternity, God knew you were going to go through this. Because what happens when we're going through something really serious in our lives? What happens is we don't really think about God knowing this thing that's happening for all of eternity during that very moment. We just think about that very moment. And what does that lead to? That leads to us understanding why these things happen. And that's because God orders everything in our lives toward the salvation of our souls. Everything is simply so that we can return back to God. We are in certain situations because God wants us back to Himself. And He sees it fitting that we may have to go through some trials and tribulations in our lives, or maybe a lot of joyful times. But with whatever happens, God sees it fitting to bring us back to Him. Now, what happens when we continue to just zero in on what is happening in our lives and not really looking at the bigger view, the bigger picture? As we start to look at other people's lives, and that's when it becomes destructive. That's when we begin to destroy ourselves piece by piece, is when we look at other people's lives and say, wow, I wish that was me. I wish I had that person's life. They don't have the problems that I do. They don't have the financial struggles that I do. They're not struggling. And then we begin to become jealous of people. We begin to become these jealous people that are slowly destroying themselves. Because all we want is to live what other people have, to live through what other people have. Maybe we see people flourishing in their lives, being very successful. And we wish we were that successful in our lives. Or we're jealous that someone may be smarter than us, or we're jealous that, you know, someone got a bigger house than us, so on and so forth. And then what begins to happen is we take it a step further, and then we become these people that don't even want others to have it because we can't have it. And that's what we see in the gospel today. We see John the Baptist, he was known as the baptizer, and Jesus begins his ministry, he starts baptizing, and John's disciples come up to him and tell him, hey, by the way, everyone is going to Jesus. They're not coming by you anymore. They're going to Jesus. And his disciples, it's almost as if they're expecting this jealous person to respond and say, oh my gosh, we got to make sure, you know, we bring them back. But no, St. John the Baptist is the exact opposite. He says, he must increase, but I must decrease. He makes it all about Jesus at the end, because that's what John the Baptist was there for. His mission is fulfilled, to point everyone to be the precursor to Christ. And so, brothers and sisters, when we don't really understand why we're going through certain things, or why we're living the life we're living, or why certain things happen in our lives, we shouldn't be looking at other people. We should be looking at Christ. Just as John the Baptist is pointing his disciples back to Christ, we need to also point ourselves back to Christ and understand that he has given us the life that we have now for a reason, and that's for the salvation of our souls. We cannot attain salvation through other people's lives. We attain salvation through living a life of Christ. Amen.